Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you. Welcome again to Doctrine of Truth. Happy New Year to those that are listening, and thank God we are working for another year. God has given us another year. He has given us His strength and His kindness and His mercy. Lord, we pray now for our Heavenly Father. We know, Lord Jesus, that You are our Lord and our King. And God, we're interceding to You, oh God, for our loved ones. And God, to forgive us of our sin this year. And we're all asking You, wherever You are, in the name of Jesus. And we're asking You, oh God, for the upbuilding and keeping, oh God, of those that are listening in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask You to come by and breathe on Your people. God, all the listeners, wherever they might be, Father, whatever condition they might be in. And Lord, we know You're able, oh God, to listen to all the trials and tribulations and the conditions that we have gone through and will be going through again this year in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask You to look upon our youth this year. God, wherever the youth are and whatever they might be going through, Lord, we need You. We need You to intercede. We need You, Lord, for Your words to be relevant in their lives, oh God. You said in Your word, oh God, in 1 James 1:3-4, that when my faith is tested, my endurance has a chance to grow. And I know that You will guide me along the right pathway of my life, that You will advise me and watch over me. Lord, I know that You are my counselor, and I should always depend on You. I am in need of Your guidance. I don't know what to do, for Psalms 32:8 said, Lord, help me to do what You want me to do in all situations this year as the teenagers must face. Lord, please look over our young teenagers. Oh, God, put the godly people and guide their steps. God, I know we have friends and families. And, Lord, we ask You not to let them be destroyed in the name of Jesus. But a real friend stick closer than a brother. Proverbs 18:24. I ask You, Lord, that help me to find a kind of Christian friends that will be closer than a brother. Help me, Lord, to be kind to my friends, to others that I would want for myself. Open my eyes to see good quality in people around me. There are so many questions I need to ask, and I have been torn between finding the truth and having a good time and keeping my friends. I want to do right things, Lord. Oh, God, I don't want to wear a mask of being a phony or being popular. So, Lord, we ask You to look upon our young people as we intercede for them this year. And, oh, God, not only for that, but all the listeners of this broadcast and how You draw them to. And we came together, oh, God, in a spiritual, electronic, oh God, fellowship in 2016. Wherever they might be, whatever they decide to intercede and whatever they decide to use this broadcast as a Bible study or encouragement, Lord, we ask You to touch them, heal them, and deliver them. Oh God, all the small battles that they fought, some were spiritual battles, some fought, God, individual health battles, some fought, oh God, individual economic battles, and some fought family battles, but You made them and You took us through. And we're going to give You the glory and we give You the praise. This we ask in Jesus' name. We pray, amen, amen. Welcome, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Amen. And welcome. We ask You, oh Lord, continue to be with us, and ask You continue to touch this broadcast and those that are listening, and the subject is not against women, it is not against anyone, but it's a revelation that we are seeking for in this broadcast. Amen. The subject is Remember Lot's Wife. Amen. Remember Lot's Wife. It's a spiritual subject. Amen. It's a warning to all Christian families and all of us that's going ahead. And we thank God for all of calling us. Amen. We're going to start just very shortly here. Ecclesiastes, the seventh chapter. It says, a good name is better than ointments, precious ointments, the day of the death than the day of one's birth. It is better to go to the house of mourning than to go to the house of feasting. For that is the end of all men, and the living will lay it to his heart. Sorrow is better than laughter. By the sadness of a countenance of a heart is made better. The heart of the wise in the house of mourning, but the heart of fools in the house of mirth. It is better to hear the rebuke of the wise than for a man to hear the songs of fools. For as the crackling of the thorns under a pot, so is the laughter of a fool. This is also vanity. Surely oppression maketh a wise man mad, and a gift destroys the heart. Better is the end of a thing than the beginning thereof, and the patience in spirit is better than the proud in spirit. Be not hasty in thy spirit to be angry, for anger resteth in the bosom of fools. Say not thou, what is the cause of the former things were better than these? For thou dost not inquire wisely concerning this. Wisdom is good with an inheritance, but is there is profit to them that see the sun. For wisdom is a defense. Wisdom is a defense. And money is a defense. But the excellence of knowledge, that wisdom gives life to them that have it. Ecclesiastes 7 chapter, 1 to the 12 verses. Amen. Here we go tonight with the day, wherever you might be viewing this broadcast or listening. Amen. You can dial 1-855-236-2252 or 1-347-215-8816 and push 1 on your phone, and our technician will type you in. Amen. To start off this new year, we're discussing, amen, we're in the last days, and the Bible said in the last days, amen, in the last days, as it was with Noah and Lot, so shall it be, amen. And we know we have many biblical students out there, amen, and we want to share, the Bible said that out of mouth of two or three witnesses, let my word be established. Paul said he's gotten things by revelation. Amen. Revelation. Amen. We're looking at the written word. Amen. And we're praying. And we know we hear a lot of the spoken word. Amen. But we live on the written, on the revelation of the word. Amen. The rhema word, the now word. Amen. And we're seeking for a revelation out of this discussion. Amen. We know the subject concerning Lot in the Genesis, the 19th chapter. Amen. And we'll be glad to have you to say something this year, or wherever you might be. But we're looking for a revelation combining this year compared to the times, amen, of Lot. Amen. Abraham and Lot. And the angel of the Lord, amen, told Abraham what he was going to do. And Abraham began to reason with God. And, amen. And talk with him. Amen. And we see we have a caller. We thank God for him. And we always like to call out the last four digits. Amen. On the broadcast. And that the last four digits is 4427954 error code. God bless you.
Amen. Amen, brother. Bishop, bless you, Bishop. Good to be on the call.
God bless you.
You know, I think this is a very timely and appropriate subject for tonight, that here we are beginning a new year, and this subject of Lot's wife looking back. You know, we just ended a year and we're beginning a new year, and this is when people make New Year's resolutions, and we often want to encourage people to not look back at the year that ended, but look forward to the new year. And this looking back is reference to us today to not live in the past. Use the past to guide you in your future, but not to live in the past. Take the good from the past, or even if it was bad or bitter, but use that to go into your future, but don't live in the past. And so here's Lot's wife looking back when she should have been looking forward to where she was going, because they were already told that what was behind you is going to be destroyed. So there was nothing to look back for. This is the same thing in our lives today. Whatever we've done last year, leave it in last year. But like I say, grow from that you're not living in the past, but you're using the past to make a better future for yourself.
All right. Very good. All right. God bless you. Good to hear from you. Amen. We have another caller. We're going to, amen, open it up a little bit more this year. And I hope you can hang around. We can come back through. We have another caller in the area code 910, last four digits 6600. God bless you.
God bless you, Bishop. I just wanted to piggyback off what he was saying there. This year is a new opportunity for everyone and a new day. We have to press forth to the mark of the high calling, and whatever thing you went through last year, even if you fell victim and made a few mistakes, dust yourself off. It's covered up under the blood, and move forward into 2016 with a new attitude and with a new mindset that you're not going to go through the same thing you went through last year. You know, if you struggled in a certain area, take note of the areas where you struggled at, and try not to fall back in that same trap again this year, and move forward. And this is I think that's one of the issues with Lot's wife. She had a little doubt, and she was looking back into the situation. And that's sometimes we fall victim into the same mindset. Sometimes we want to look back on our past hurts and past fears and things that have failed us before. But we gotta have that mindset. I think about an NFL football player when he playing the quarterback position. He throw an interception. They're gonna come right back out that next series, and he got to forget that he threw that interception, and he got to get back out there and play like he didn't even throw one. And that's how we gotta be. We gotta have that mindset to where, okay, yeah, I made a mistake, or yeah, I failed, or yeah, I went through that last year, but this is a new year. This is a new day, and every day is a new opportunity. And that's the way I look at life. Every day I wake up, it's a new opportunity for me to do something great. Using, God gonna allow me to do something great, and that's the way I look at every day. And I just believe this year, if we use our faith the right way, it's nothing we can't accomplish.
Amen.
Nothing.
Amen. All right. God bless you. Amen. We're rolling pretty good now. Amen. Actions, and we're going forward. As I'm here, we all must go forward. Amen. Cause you can see with a lot, she looked back, at things. You can't let that your actions. Amen. She stumbled somewhere and stopped somewhere. Amen. One of the commentary was saying that, amen, her disobedience caused her to slow down and begin to linger and as the ashes and the all the fire come down, begin to destroy, all of that came in the atmosphere, and she was lingering there, and it began to fall. She would have kept moving, amen, but she lingered right there in that area, and it piled up on her in the ashes. All right, we have another caller. Amen. Area code 352. Last four digits, 1615. Amen. God bless you. Good to hear you. Yes, sir.
You know, I listened to my brother before me, and he was right on key in Philippians 3:14, where Paul said he was pressing. He was persevering forward. And then he really stressed to us a difference betwixt Lot's wife and himself. He said forward. He was going forward. And he said, forgetting those things that are behind me. And in essence, he had someone, a higher calling. He talked about a higher calling. We didn't hear anything about a spiritual move of Lot's wife or salvation or anything of that nature. But Paul brings us to the grace of God. He brings us to a place of a higher calling, a higher place where you can go beyond your hurts and pains of the past and forget those things because you've been forgiven. You can forget those things because you're seeking a greater life, greater lifestyle, a greater purpose in God as you press forward. And God will help you. God is aiding you as you move forward. He's moving in a new dimension. He's moving with a new joy and a new excitement. Yet his past history was horrible, the pain and suffering and disappointment. So he learned from all of those entities to be able to press forward and began to see that life was better and his best life had not yet been lived.
All right, wonderful, and I know that some that are listening, amen, need to forget, and maybe someone would touch on that, how to forget the past, to move on, at the beginning of the broadcast, the gentleman told us that, amen, the elder was beginning to tell us how we need to use the past, but don't go back in the past. You know,
amen.
You know, don't. Amen. All right. We have this. You're looking pretty good. As those that press one on the phone, somebody maybe we need to talk about the actions. Amen. How to take actions. Amen. To forget the past. How to take actions to forget the past, and also how to forget. You know, if you cut yourself accidentally, and you look at your arm and say, and you look back at that cut, amen. And you got to keep living. You just can't stop and hibernate, and you know, don't be active in your daily life, and be concerned about you're gonna get another cut. You just have to look at it, and consider what had happened to cause that cut. But you have to use it, amen, and to experience-wise. That's what Ecclesiastes was talking about, amen, wisdom and knowledge, amen, is a defense. You can defend yourself, amen. You made mistakes, but you don't want to make that again because not the ones that hurt you, amen. That's where God will help us, amen. God bless you. Let's continue. We got to press one on your phone. Amen. We're going to take a look at this. Amen. We're not talking against women. We have any females out there and ministers and mothers and widows. Amen. You can call in. We know sometimes we give the woman a bad record. Amen. We know what sometimes, but men are looking back as well. But in this position, the Bible related because we have to deal with the Scripture. We have to deal with the Scripture. Jesus came in the Scriptures. Amen. And in the Old Testament is our schoolmaster. It gave us the ABCs, amen, about life. And then, and when the Bible said, in the days of Noah and Lot, so shall it be. We wasn't there, but I believe the scriptures has been revealing the lifestyle that we're in now. Amen. So much wickedness and lawlessness, amen, and the lifestyle. People want to press on each other. But when you look at the situation, it's good to just to live righteous, the righteous man Lot. That righteous man Lot. You don't hear too much about righteousness, but, amen, God look at righteousness. He honors those that live right. Amen. If you live upright with God, oh, you can have the front row seat. You got the front row seat. Amen. You don't have to have no bells on or music to bring you into heaven. Amen. If you're a righteous man, you got all the angels' attention. They're watching you. They're watching over you. They surround you. Amen. Amen. So this righteous man, Lot, amen, he saved his family. He saved his family. Amen. That's a very good point today. If you, whatever goes around or what's happening around you, amen, you are able to, you're a powerful man. You're a powerful young lady, a woman. Amen. You're very powerful in God's eyesight. All right. Yes, sir. God bless you. God bless you, Ella. 4427.
Yes, Bishop. Yes, Bishop. When you think about this, you have to look at the fact that there was a point in your life when you, if you had stopped and not kept on moving forward, then you would have been destroyed. You would have been destroyed. So you got to keep moving forward, and when you not look back, because what was meant to stop you, if you stop and stand there, you certainly are going to be destroyed. So you're going to lose all the faith you have. But your faith is what's got to keep propelling you, pushing you forward, always moving forward. Earlier, Minister Walter was talking about a football player. You know, they said that when they're playing the game, the running back always need to be going forward, even when he's falling, falling forward. Never standing still, but constantly moving forward. And this is what armies do and people we need to do in our lives. When you look back, had you let whatever it was in your life, whatever thing that was going on in your life, stop you at that point, you wouldn't be where you are today if you had given up and stopped at that moment. So this moving forward is something that always has to be on the mind of the saints of God, knowing that God had moved you past that moment. It didn't let that moment stop you and take you down there. No, he moved you away from that moment so that you could continue to move forward. And that's what it's about. You got to always continue to move forward, no matter what. No matter what the circumstance, keep moving forward.
All right, all right, all right. And those that are young in Christ, we need to explain to them what it means to move forward. Amen. And what do they have to do? They know that they're starting out in Christ. Amen. And we're, as we go forward, forward means, like it says, your activities. Your activities. Let's notice 2 Peter here. Amen. In 2 Peter, we notice that Peter was beginning to talk to, amen, Simon Peter, old man Peter, began to add some things here. Amen. 2 Peter, a servant of the apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that obtain their precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you, the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, according to this divine power has given unto us all things are pertaining to life and godliness through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue, whereby we are given unto us excellence, great and precious promises, that by these we may be partakers of divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in this world through lust. Besides this, given all diligently, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they may make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, Peter made he made a strong statement there. Apostle Peter made a strong statement there. If you be in this, amen, you're not going to have any problems. Amen. Situation. But he goes on down. He said, now, the ninth verse, that he that lacketh these things is blind, cannot see afar off, and has forgotten that he was purged from the old sins. Wherefore the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your call and election sure, for if you do these things, you shall never fail. So we got to add to. We're talking about adding to. And this, we're going forward, we got to add to. Find out where are you? Where are you? You know, if you got faith, then you got to add excellence to your faith. You got to, amen, you got to add virtue to your faith. Amen. You have to go forward. Wherever you're lacking, you're lacking in the Word of God. Amen. That's why we're here in this study. In Proverbs, talking about iron sharpening iron. We want to, amen, help each other. And have understanding, amen, of the Word of God. We're going forward. We're going to add. We adding to. You got faith? We got to add to your faith. You got to add to your faith, brethren. Amen. And this is what the discussion is about. Amen. Lot, she stopped. She looked back. She slowed down and want to consider. I don't know if it was the house. We don't know. It was a car, a friend, amen, the tea community. We don't know. The Bible didn't say so, but what the Bible did say, amen. She broke God's commandment, amen. The angel of the Lord told her, amen. Listen, you go. I can't do nothing now, Lot. You go ahead and take your family, but don't you look back. Don't you look back at what is happening. Amen. In this today, there are things that are happening. Amen. And it perks our heart. It hurts. Amen. And we are God's people, and God tells us to do the same. We have to depend on Him. Amen. We have to depend on Him. Amen. You can press 1. I think we have every code 305, and the last 4 digits is 1191. God bless you. 1191.
God bless you, Bishop. God bless you, Bishop. This is Sister Murray. This is my first time tuning in, but I'm glad that I did tune in, and I'm glad that I'm listening to this message, because, as you said, that there was a pleading with the angels to not to destroy the city. And there was a warning that went out not to look back. So a lot of time we make excuses because of God's grace and His mercy. But we know that it says warning comes before destruction. So a lot of times we take the Word of God for granted, and we don't take heed to the warnings, and we don't know where destruction lies. So it's better to be obedient, because obedient is better than sacrifice. So I thank God for this word. I thank God for this teaching. And I thank God for moving forward.
Amen. God bless you.
I thank God for moving forward. And I just thank God for the warning. Don't look back. And to move forward.
Amen. God bless you. Also, as to those that are listening, amen, you can go to our website, amen. You can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/JCI Ministries, and you can review this program again, amen, have a Bible study or listening. There are many more broadcasts, amen. God has brought all of us together, amen, for a reason. And even me being the narrator and author, I enjoy it because I pick up revelation of myself, amen, to help go forward. Amen. Any little thing you can do to add to your faith, amen, knowledge. Maybe you need to get a little bit more, amen, Bible study in somewhere, somehow, with others, whatever God leading you, maybe you might be rich in studying and praying, amen. But patience. Sometimes you just feel that God should move a little bit faster. He should move a little faster, amen. I have gotten that revelation. I say all the time, amen. And you know that I don't know how God gave it to me. I was going through things and came to me. If you're ready to come out now, you can go write your book. You learn something, you can come out of the situation. I'm quite sure Jonah wrote a lot of books. Jonah wrote books, and if you got a good, some people call it testimony, but you should write on it, amen, to help others. But if you don't, just consider, oh God, why me, why me? No, amen. Tribulation come to make us strong, amen. Amen. Continue. We're looking real good, and I appreciate you calling. Just press 1 on your phone. Amen. This year we know. Amen. You got to be steadfast. I remember Paul was made steadfast, unmovable. Amen. Always abounding. Amen. Not only that, but we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. Amen. You thought it was the neighbor or the neighbor's dog. You thought it was. Paul said, you knew it had to be the foreman on the job. When it comes to break time, you know it was a problem. No, Paul said, no, not that. You know it was a traffic light. Paul said, no, don't stop pointing at, amen, flesh and blood. Leave that alone this year, amen. We know we don't wrestle against those things, and the enemy got so many weapons that he tries to do. And sin is progressive. A little leavened the whole lump. That's why the world is constantly, progressively, amen. The enemy come to steal. He come to kill and to destroy. Amen. I feel that we're in that area, amen. Satan doctrine that he's trying to destroy the whole world. Amen. He knows it's a short time now. A short time. Amen. Push 1 on your phone. Amen. I'm quite sure somebody has had something else to say. Maybe God done something for you last year. Amen. And you might not think so. Amen. You might not think it was God, but he was there. He was there. Yes, he was. He was right there by you. Somebody said hello. Somebody encouraged you. Amen. Amen. I believe we have another caller on the line, and area code is 2229. The last 4 digits is 5236. 5236, last 4 digits. Amen.
Yes. Bishop Poole, I don't know if you can hear me.
Go ahead.
This is Evangelist Ridgway from Hayhara, Georgia.
Good to hear from you.
And I'm right just ahead. Enjoying when I saw tonight that it was Remember Lot's Wife. I came in a little late, but I thank God that I heard what I heard, and this being the beginning of 2016, and we're all looking to go forward, as I heard someone say. But I'm just excited that the Word of God tells us to remember Lot's wife. And sometimes I want to think that's for the women to remember. But I believe that's a warning for all of us, because we all sometimes want to take a glance back and we want to look back even on 15 There's some things that the Lord is bringing us over into a new year. I went through in 15, and the Lord is saying, move on. I could feel his spirit saying that for us to go on, don't look back. And I'm thankful that he's allowed me to be in a position where I can flee, like the Word of God says. And I realized that he told Lot to go to the mountain. But Lot told him, no, he wanted to go to this city, a small city. And sometimes, and we know what happened even after he got in the city, we need to go and follow God's directions. If he said go to the mountain, then that's where we need to flee to and not look back. Sometimes we may not look back, but we want to tell God where we want to go. And so I just feel that this year, I want to do what the Lord say do. I want to go to that place of safety that he has for me. And so that's my prayer. That's my request tonight, that if he say go to the mountain, I want to go to the mountain, because there's safety, complete safety. We don't have to worry about what will happen if we go halfway with the Lord or we go to a small place. If he want to take us to the highest level, I've got to be willing to say, God, I'm going where you want me to go. Lead me, because your word is a lamp unto my feet and it's a light to my pathway. So I have to remember Lot's wife, because she had something back there she was still tied to. And I don't want to be tied to nothing that's destructive. And surely it was destruction back there. And so we have to set our heart on the place that God wants us to go. God bless you.
God bless you. I felt that. Amen. Oh, God, many revelations. God gave Lot the power to flee. God gave him the power to flee. And when God speaks to us about something, the preparation is already made. When God said, thus and so, he made preparations ahead of time. And like you said, that, amen, if he say go to the mountain, I mean, you know, this is the way God is. This, you know, the Jesus and the Holy Spirit, amen, he reasoned with Abraham in Isaiah 1:18. He said, come now, let us reason together. He will reason with you and give you your heart desire, even though you feel that, oh, I know more than you. Amen. But he knows you need to go to the mountain. Amen. We need to go to the mountain. And Lot thought that he couldn't make it, but you can make it. This year you can make it. Amen. We keep striving for that mountain, that mountaintop experience with God. God bless you. I'm enjoying this now. Amen. We always run out of time when we... Amen. But thank God. Thank God. We have another caller. Amen. I know we got another revelation out there. And amen. That someone can come in and amen and add to. Like Peter was saying that, amen, the second Peter, the first chapter, Peter said, add to your faith virtue. Amen. The virtue of knowledge. Amen. And to knowledge, temperance. We need patience. Amen. Temperance, patience. We need it. Sometimes we need to realize, amen, God know our good. He know it's good for us. He said, go to the mountain, and amen, it might seem like it's a hard journey. Amen. The things that he given us is, oh, he want me to do this. But he knows we need to move. We need to move mentally. We have to move mentally. You know, if you realize that, oh, I know my body's not in shape, but you should try. Once your mind decides that you're going to get out there and try, amen, then that body got to walk along with you. That body got to go along. So let us build, amen. Let us take, amen, our situation. All right. Do we have another caller? Or someone still there? Amen.
Yes.
Amen. You can just pray. God bless you. Yes, sir.
God bless you. How you doing, Bishop?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Right ahead.
Yes, sir. It's been good tonight. It's about positioning yourself not only with the body but also with the heart. You know, the Bible says that so a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. And so many times in life, we position our bodies, but we don't position our hearts in the things of God when the word comes for us or find us in the places that we are. And it causes us, when we position our bodies, but not our hearts, it causes us always to look back. And our spirit man has to be positioned in the word of God and be kept in the word of God with the power of God at that given time, because he has everything set out for us and everything's been mapped out for us. We just have to be obedient. But when our heart is not in it, we always fall short of the glory of God. And so our heart has to be positioned or in love in what God is having us to do so that we don't fall short at that given time. And I keep hearing it out. The position of our heart has to be in tune with the Spirit of God at that moment. And I just thank God for everything I've heard, and it's been just been a blessing. God
amen.
Bless you.
God bless you. God bless you. Good to have you. Amen. Yes, sir. I know you. Yeah, amen. 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 Well,
yes, sir.
Amen. God got some great things for you. Amen. All of us, sometimes we overlook the conditioning, right? Conditioning of the heart. Amen. Very good. The conditioning of the heart. Amen. You have to say, well, and what, you know, once you come to yourself and realize the prodigal son, he realized that where he is now, amen, he can't stay in here. He cannot stay in this position. Amen. He got in this position, amen, because he wanted it. He wanted it, and the Father let him have it. Amen. But now he see that he can't stay. He can't stay. And, you know, God is, and I thank God for the good, he's a good shepherd. I thank God for him being, he's not like man. He's not man. Amen. I really thank God for some of the things that I look back. Amen. He knows better. You know better than all of us. All right. All right. God bless you. Ella, you back on the air, 4427. Yes, sir.
Yes, Bishop. That is, that's true, the heart. You know, there used to be a saying that your body is here, but your mind is on the other side of town somewhere. And this is true with Lot's wife. Her body was moving forward, but her mind kept looking back until she actually turned her body to look back. And this is what it is about our heart. Where's our heart at? You know, we live in this body, and the flesh is always want to please itself, and the flesh is always being carnal-minded about things. But where is our heart? Our heart is basically is where our will is. And God is interested in what are we giving our will to? Are we giving our will to the Word of God, or are we giving it to the flesh? You know, because the flesh is going to seek to please itself with the common-minded thing. When you mentioned earlier about young people, the only way that young people can continue to move forward in the things of God is that they got to keep and stay in the Word and constantly keep putting the word in their spirit, because without them putting the word in their spirit, they won't be able to stand against the carnal-minded things of the enemy. So it's constantly, in a lot of times, the flesh is not willing. It's very much so with young people, not willing to want to go into the word. There's not the word of God does not seem exciting enough and appealing enough, especially in this day and age when there's so much glitter and lights and fancy things, especially with all the electronic stuff we have. But the word, the young people have to constantly stay in the word and keep putting it in. That's moving forward in the word. Eventually, the word would take over the excitement in your life, where the word itself would become that excitement. And they'll start yearning for the word instead of yearning for the things of life. So that's the moving forward that young people need to do in their life. Just keep putting the word in.
All right. Wonderful. Amen. God bless you. We keep hearing. Amen. The renewing of the mind. amen, and with noticing God's power. Now, I used to hear, amen, now and then, why we don't see the miracles in the church like we used to and all of this, amen, because of so much carnal-mindedness, amen, so much worldliness we allow to creep in where God is, amen. God's not going to share his space with anyone. If the mind is in the world, amen, their mind, amen, the power of God, amen, it fights against the power of God, amen. And God's power is, if you notice this situation, God came to Abraham, amen. We can say God can come to you in a revelation about praying for something. And God came to Abraham. And when God began to reason with Abraham, amen, two reasoning came on. Lot reasoned with the angel not to go to the mountain, and he turned right around. Amen. He got that, but the situation wasn't good for him. Amen. For his family. Amen. And God reasoned with, amen. We have another caller. Amen. We have another caller. Amen. My electronics here is moving. Amen. But God reasoned, the angel, God reasoned with Abraham, and the angel come in town and begin to reason with Lot. Reason with Lot about Lot, now it's time to leave here. It's time to adjust yourself because of this environmental situation is not good for a righteous man. And Lot knew it because he was sitting outside of town. He was sitting outside of town. And the next thing that the power of God was dealing with his situation as well as you, amen, that you live in righteousness. That's powerful. I don't know yes, I know there's a lot of false teaching about, you know, do wrong, then God forgive you. No, you live right. His living right helped his family. His living right delivered powerful situations and broke many yokes. And amen. So God is right there. He's working around you. If you just take time out a while and just begin to see what's going on, how things are slowly changing, amen. And God let you see that, amen. He's changing things, amen. Remember, this is all for all of us, all God's people, amen. God's people, amen. We're slowly coming to a close in this broadcast, amen. We still have time, though, but I'm quite sure there'll be another revelation out there, amen, concerning this situation. God moved around and delivered, amen, a powerful situation. God moved around and delivered his people. And there's so much spiritual teaching going on, but these men, Abraham was not in the tabernacle. Amen. Lot was not in the tabernacle. Amen. Lot, quite sure Lot's family, amen, wasn't in the services. Amen. They was living day to day. Amen. You can hear God's voice in revelations. Amen. In our day-to-day walk with him. Amen. We have another caller that's pressed 1 on your phone. And amen. And our technician will put you in. Amen. And all right, last 4-digit. All right, Bishop. 1615, Bishop.
Yes, sir. I was thinking, Bishop, about Abraham was interceding with God for his nephew. Mm-hmm. And we don't realize how God's people are praying for us and how people have divine favor that are connected to us because of our righteous relationship with God.
Mm.
One day, all of a sudden, when Lot looked up, there was an angel speaking to him about he has to come out of Sodom and Gomorrah, out of that low place. But his family was not living according to the will of God, but he was. And God gave divine favor to them and brought them out of the city and set them outside the gates and gave them directions. And Lot wanted to go to Zorah, to a certain place. An angel bid him to go. But God is not in charge of your life. Your whole life is looking backwards. See, his wife was his heart, but her heart was in Sodom and Gomorrah. And you got to understand how she got there. She got there following him. And so we don't have time to dig into this. But she wound up there following her husband. And that's what happened to us, is that we have to have our heart right, no matter who we follow. We have to have God in our life, no matter who's leading us. Makes no difference. Sometimes the ties of the covenant relationship or the marriage, but she should have had her heart right. No matter whether Sodom and Gomorrah was going to burn or whatever was going to take place in her life, she should have had her life in order.
Mm-hmm. All right. Oh, yeah, we're feeling pretty good now. You know, I know when the Holy Spirit come in, we don't want to leave these some of the revelations and insight. Amen. God give us, amen, and warns us, like one caller said, God give us a warning before destruction. Amen. God warns his people to girdle up our loins. Amen. While we live in this world, amen, we still have to girdle up ourselves. That's wonderful, wonderful. All right, living righteous. Living righteous can move things. Living righteous. Amen. The old elders, amen, the Bible says in James, call for the elders. Amen. The prayer of a righteous man, Elijah, amen, avail it much. Amen. Grandmama, keep on praying, Grandmama. Amen. Auntie, keep praying. Keep praying. Uncle, keep praying. Keep praying, brother. Amen. Sister, keep on praying. You living right? It means something. It means something. God can go out there and touch that brother. He might not even be thinking about anything. He may be tired of living out there. Amen. And just walking around, but the Holy Spirit moving him and talking with him. Amen. All right, press one on your phone. Amen. We'll get to you. Amen. I would first program of the year. Thank God for us. Amen. It's a warning that we just keep moving forward. Peter says that we should add to our faith. Amen. You got faith. Amen. Keep studying. If you know you study a lot, amen, but you look like you just don't have no patience. Peter said, 2 Peter 1 and 5, amen. He said that besides this, give diligence to your add to your faith. Amen. So we got to add to our faith. Amen. 2 Peter, the first chapter, 5th verse down to the 10th verse. Add to your faith. All right. God bless you. We have another caller. Hey, we're going back to South Carolina here. All right.
Last four God days. Bless you, Bishop.
Yes, sir.
I had a question to ask you. David do? What did David do after he sinned with Bathsheba, and after he was told that the baby was going to die? What did he do next? What was his next action?
All right. He knew. Go ahead.
He got himself together and went and made another baby. He didn't lay there and wallow in his mistake. He moved forward. He realized what he did. He moved forward and he kept it going. He went and made another baby. That's what we got to do.
Okay. All right. God bless you. Amen. We need to catch on. We got to go forward. You can't stay there. You can't stay. Amen. You cannot stay. That's what repentance is all about. And I thank God for repentance. I thank God for repentance. The churches, God said, I know your position. And you talking about psychology. Amen. 101. He said, I know. You're doing a good job. I love you. You're doing a good job. But there's one thing I don't like about you. It's one thing you got to clear up from last year. Amen. So we're going to clear up. Last year, we're going to add to. We're going to get rid of some things and throw out some things. Amen. Amen. Remember Lot's wife. Remember her. Amen. And remember him. Remember Lot too. We got to get remember. We have to remember Lot. Amen. He held on. He held on. He stepped outside of the town. Amen. And he just went outside and sat down. Amen. Got by himself. Amen. I don't know if he felt the insight of Abraham reasoning with God and talking with God. Amen. But amen. He just couldn't take it anymore. There's nothing wrong with isolating yourself. Amen. In your environment. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. It's stepping out of situations. Let them talk about you. Let them talk about you. Amen.
How strong was his faith, though?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
How strong was his faith not to turn back around and try to go get his wife?
That's a good
point. He still obeyed God. He still obeyed God because he still kept moving forward. He could have easily did the same thing and tried to see what was going on with his wife, but he kept going on.
Oh, that's powerful, because he knew when she stopped like that and began to hear her holler and whatever, all the human feelings and came to play. But he knew he had to go forward. He knew
that's
he
it.
Had to go
that's
forward.
It. No matter what came, in it, you figure all the love he had for his wife, even with all that, you know, humanistic love and all the feelings he had for his wife, even though he knew what happened, he still had to go forward. And that's real powerful there.
Yes. He thought about his other part of his family. I believe that could be a point there. Mm-hmm. We can consider that his daughters. For them. And the Bible speaks about for Joseph's sake, you know, he thought about his family. God delivered, amen, the family for Joseph's sake, amen. Righteousness is powerful, brethren. We thank for all of you, amen. We have one more caller. We're going to 22, area code 229-5236 to the evangelist. Yes.
Yes.
Right ahead.
I disagree with the brother that he probably don't even know what happened to his wife because he couldn't look back and see her a pillar of salt. He just knew that she wasn't running beside him. But like the brother said, he stayed on his assignment, and his assignment was to run and don't look back.
All right. Evangelist, you're going to have to close us out. We're glad to have you. I know many times you've been busy up there around Georgia. Amen. Give us a closing prayer. We appreciate you.
Yes. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come before you right now. We thank you for this first Wednesday of the brand new year. And God, we ask that you continue to feed us with your word as we separate from this broadcast, but not from your presence. God, we ask that you'll just continually keep us on our assignments. God, we know you got some future assignments that you're pushing us toward. So help us to stay focused. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Always good to hear from you all. Amen. All the elders and bishops and all of you that are listening, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/JCI Ministries and view this broadcast again, www.blogtalkradio.com/JCI Ministries. Amen. We thank God for our author up there in the Carolinas. Amen. And he has many more books that be coming out. Amen. And all of you and your great talent and skills, amen, continue to add to. Amen. We've been praying 2 minutes. Try to pray 10 minutes. Amen. Let's keep adding. Amen. And work at it, amen, in a realistic way until your body and your mind begin to program itself. Amen. Don't let the enemy of the world put you into things that you know your flesh get you in trouble. God bless you. We love you. And continue to pray one for another. This is Bishop Poole and Block Talk Radio. Doctrine of Truth. God bless you, and have a Jesus real night and day.